This is Nelsina Lehman with Hale Broadcasting, and I have with me tonight Mesa Radu from Belgrade, Montana. Mesa's mom and I went to high school together, and so we're going to have a little chat about Mesa's rodeo career and how she got there. So if you want to enlighten us, Mesa, we're all about it.
So I've been rodeoing since I can remember. Mom and Dad both have backgrounds in rodeo. Mom trains horses and rodeoed and took a bunch, colts to barrel races and got started off. And now she's still breeding horses and taking some in. But Dad he rodeoed in college here at Montana State, and he pro rodeoed and has been to the circuit finals and all that. So it's kind of in my back pocket to be a part of it. I've taken all her horses and starting to dip into Dad's horse collection too to keep me going. So they stay on horses around here to keep me mounted.
What events do you do, and which one's your favorite?
So I compete in barrels, barrel racing, pole bending, team roping, breakaway roping, and cutting and cow horse. It'd be hard for me to pick a favorite. It kind of depends on the day and, of course, luck of the draw. If you draw a good one, cow horse, going down the fence, or breakaway or team roping, it's all of them are fun no matter what. So,
well, I have to tell on our conversation, I talked to your mom and she said that you were going to Thermopolis to get a little help with your cow horse and your cutting. And I said, oh, who helps you? And the first words out of her mouth were Bruce Keller. And I said, imagine that. I said, Bruce is an old friend of mine. Like, we've been friends a long time. So I was pretty excited to know that's who you were getting some mentorship from.
Yes, ma'am.
Junior Rodeo Association all around? Is that what you won?
Yes, ma'am. We went to, the end of October. They had the NRA finals up in Kalispell. And that's been the best weekend that I've had so far in my rodeo career. I ended up all around champ for the year in the juniors, and then won the average in the breakaway and second in the barrels, and ended up second overall for the breakaway in the year end and third in the barrels.
Good for you. Breakaway was always my favorite event. I loved it. I wish that they'd have had the opportunities available then that they're starting to come with now. I'm so glad for you girls that rope fast, they get to a chance to run at the money you're running at nowadays.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, especially the last couple of years, getting to watch the pro girls rope for, 13,000 around, or for the average. It's the money that's being added is phenomenal, and nothing, all of us that are coming up, we're gonna get to run at that or even more.
Yeah, good deal. Keep it going, keep charging. So you high school rodeo too, I'm assuming, not just
yep.
The JRA, you do the high school rodeo too.
Yep.
When does your season start?
So in Montana, we go from the last week, we have two seasons, one in the spring and one in the fall. We go in the spring, it's from the last week of March to state, which will be the first week of June. And then our fall season starts right at about Labor Day and goes till middle of October.
When I was high school rodeoing, they took 10 rodeos. How many do you guys carry now?
So this year they changed the point system. They're taking the best of 15 now.
Okay.
And each day, so if you go to one rodeo, let's say it's in Bozeman, they each day, Saturday and Sunday, is its own rodeo.
Okay.
So your best of 15 is, you can max out at 150 points to go into state now.
Good deal. Well, it keeps it from being quite such a trailer race if they have, if your rodeo is 2 or 3 days and you can, it's like you hit 3 rodeos in the same weekend. Well, that helps a lot.
Right.
And now high school rodeos added the cow horse event, correct? It used to be just the cutters, and then they've now added the cow horse?
Yep, correct. High school has both boys and girls cutting and cow horse, which is boys and girls combined.
I love the cow horse event. I think that's really a true test of horsemanship and horse's talent and you being able to keep your head screwed on. So that's I like that they've done that for you kids. That's awesome. So what are some of your goals, Mesa?
So goals that I have would be, I mean, I'm always setting goals. Small goals lead to the bigger goals that I have. The big end goal is one day to be at the NFR, be at the Thomas and Mack. But every day I wake up to accomplish one smaller goal and make that into the next big one to hopefully one day be there.
I'm sure you've got a bead on college too. Being a sophomore, you got about 2 years to kind of see who comes running. You know, that's pretty competitive, I think, as far as getting on a rodeo team.
Yep. 2020, I qualified for the Junior American in Texas, and I got to spend a couple weeks in Texas and kind of see what that region would be like and be around some of the kids that rodeo down there, and it's a whole different level, but those kids get to work every day of the year to be better, and that's one of my goals is to go somewhere where I can get up every day and go run some cattle in and rope and ride and just continue to improve my horsemanship and myself.
That's why I live in Oklahoma. I had a belly full of Montana winters early in my life. So, yeah, we got, I think, 3/4 of an inch of rain last night, and it didn't freeze, and there's no ice, and there's no snow, and it's just a lot more pleasant when you crash through the door in the morning.
Right. Yeah, we have, right now, we probably have 4-6 inches of snow on the ground and about 20 degrees every day, a little colder
wow.
at night. So.
Yeah. So tell me about your horses. I always like to know what you got in your remuda.
So I have he's awesome, and I cannot have a better blessing. I have my mom's old breakaway / heel horse that I'm still roping on. He's 24 years old, just an old campaigner and in the breakaway, and he's brought me up to where I am, and he's been awesome for my breakaway career, and I have a good head horse and barrel horses underneath me, so rodeo is for sure what you have competing with you is a huge part. Horsepower is the biggest part of it. I have, of course, for the cutting and the cow horse, I have, let's see here, Oscar's 15 years old, and he's been to the snaffle bit maturity when he was younger, so he's kind of been there, and he's a good one for me to continue to learn on, especially since cutting and cow horse are newer to me compared to the timed event.
Yeah, you ride one completely different, don't you? That's a whole brand new concept when you get on those guys. Well, great. Well, an old horse will teach you more than all of the scraping mom or coach or anybody else can ever do. They're pretty cool to have those old lesson horses that take care of you.
Yep. And when I was younger, I had some awesome horses that brought me up, and now getting on to some of the younger ones and starting to kind of start them myself and bringing them up into the breakaway and barrels, and mom being along with me to help me out, and dad as well, is pretty awesome, and it's improved my horsemanship more than anything is just getting to throw a leg over another one.
Good for you to recognize what your parents bring to the table, because it's as a parent, it is, you want your kids to do well, but you can't instill want to in them. You've got to want it, and apparently you do, because you're striving to be better, and that's wonderful to hear. Well, Mesa, I hope that if you ever get a chance to come by the house in Oklahoma, you'll take time to stop. We've always got a biscuit and a bale of hay, so you're always welcome here, and Thank you for your time, and I will be calling you back because I'm sure we're going to want to check in and see how the goals are going.
Yep, of course. Yeah, I will have to do that.